Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Anne Catherine. And I say host because I'm doing a solo episode today. So you guys listened to Caroline's solo episode a couple weeks ago. And then we had a typical together episode last week, and now you have me. Today, we're going to talk about independence and trying to answer the question, how independent should you be? Obviously, we like independence around here. I mean, Girls with Goals listeners are likely either independent themselves or seeking some more independence, which are both phenomenal. I think everyone obviously should have some independence, some level of independence. But I will acknowledge that it's hard to get comfortable with being independent if you're not always used to it. So if you are in that bucket of, you know, seeking additional independence or seeking more comfort with independence, then you're in the right place with this show, because anyone who is extremely confident or, you know, seems super independent has either had phases of their life where they have not always felt that way or has started in a place where they didn't have an innate sense of, you know, confidence and independence. So just know that everyone is conscious and aware of their own levels of independence and confidence, which we don't think of that when we're looking at other people. We just think that, you know, they're innately confident or it comes so naturally and so easy for them and that it's so comfortable for them to be confident or for them to be independent. And well, that might be true a little bit, or, you know, they might feel very comfortable when they're pushed into the confidence phases. No one is born with like pure confidence, and no one is born purely independent. You know, it's a learned thing that we learn from the people around us and that we have to teach ourselves. So whether you feel like you're super independent and comfortably confident, or you want to get to that place, just know that everyone experiences both. And it's always good to check in about it and kind of understand what level of independence you're at and maybe where you want to go, because there is such thing as too much independence or leveraging your independence as like an excuse. But we'll get into all of that. Now, I've always been independent. I feel like I've always felt independent. Now, I feel like I have always kind of had independent qualities ever since I was a baby. I mean, you can ask my parents, I'm sure they can attest to Caroline and I both being kind of independent and having a lot of independently driven actions. But that doesn't mean I haven't had times where I don't lean on others' opinions or seek others' approval, where I have kind of lower confidence or lower interest in being independent, if that makes sense. I don't quite know how to describe it. I think people are born with certain baseline levels of confidence and independence, and from there they work on it. So no one has the same experience in their lives, but everyone has a similar experience of needing to kind of put themselves in the driver's seat and think consciously about their independence and think about how they're positioning themselves within their lives. So if you look at someone and you think, oh, they're, you know, more independent than me, because I'm sure you can name a bunch of people that you know that are extremely independent and just completely are their own person within whatever they're doing, even if they're solidly in part of a group. Like, they carry their own interests and thought patterns and just like aura with them. I think a lot of this has to do with how comfortable you are within yourself and how much you are your own person within a larger group. So the point of being independent is not to be lonely and is not to seclude yourself from a bunch of things. The point of being independent is to be your own person. So that means having your own ways of thinking. And if you agree with someone, fantastic. But that is like your choice in agreeing with someone. You're not agreeing with someone just because they said it first. You know what I mean? If you dress similarly to the people that are around you, that's so sick that you have people that are similar to you in that sense. But if you dress like people because that's how they're dressing, that's the difference in like not being your own person. Super superficial example there, but I just want to make it really clear that being independent is about being yourself and being comfortable with yourself and understanding yourself. I think that's a huge piece of this, whether you're already an independent person or, you know, you're seeking independence. Maybe you're finding yourself consistently looking for other people for approval or, you know, for their opinions first, for them to lead and you can follow, because if someone else is doing something, then it's, you know, likely going to be accepted by them. So it's super easy to fall into that pattern, especially when you're not as comfortable being independent. But no matter what level of independence you're at, I think it's super, super important to be aware of where you're at and where you need to go. Because I'm, like I said, I've had times where I have not been super independent, and that's likely tied to confidence. Like in high school, could I have been independent? Absolutely. But I was so not confident in myself that I thought I needed to kind of conform to what everyone else was doing, and I made myself dependent on other people to be more comfortable. And that's a time when you need to check in on yourself and kind of maybe choose to do things differently to challenge yourself, or even just think about the differences. Think about, this is what I just did because other people were doing it. Is it because I actually really respect what other people are doing and am interested in that? Or is it just because I want to fit in or don't want to, you know, feel like I'm defying? And then the alternative of that is checking in and understanding, am I secluding myself too much? Am I, you know, calling loneliness independence and using that as an excuse and really just disengaging from everything and everyone? And this doesn't even have to be social. This just is, you know, at work, are you collaborating with people or like talking to people? At home, are you, you know, going straight to your room, or are you talking to your roommates or comfortable being around them even while like you cook or you do your own thing in the house? That's a moment if you're finding yourself using independence as an excuse to only spend time with yourself and only do the things that are interesting to you or that maybe you need to do without taking into consideration that you need to be social, you need to interact with other people, you need to maybe do things that aren't just of interest to you. Maybe you need to do things that are out of necessity, whether that be within a group or just like within yourself. I think sometimes the blueprint of being independent, as we see on social media, is like, I'm going to take myself out to coffee and I'm going to do this. Not always. Like, that is so fun. And I think that is, those are, you know, going on solo dates are a really easy and simple way to understand and build up some of that confidence with being independent. But independence is also like, it's also being able to pay your bills and like clean your room and stay on top of things yourself. You know, a lot of independence is just managing yourself. That's actually a really good way to put it in my brain. Maybe this doesn't work for you, but this actually really works for me. It's just managing yourself and being your own reliable support system. That's not to say that no one else is going to support you and no one else is going to, you know, remind you to do things or push you to do things or be a part of different journeys that you may be on. But it is absolutely to say that you are always going to be on those journeys. You're always going to be there to remind yourself of things that you need to do or things that you want to do. Maybe push yourself into practicing your hobbies. Push yourself into going and doing other things. Being independent is understanding that you can always rely on yourself and to always have yourself there for you. So let's break this down a little bit. Number one, really, really important thing to understand is that independence does not equal loneliness. So we've talked about that. We've talked about how independence is not an excuse to seclude yourself. We've talked about how you can be independent within a group. You should be independent within a group. And that doesn't mean going against everything that other people are doing or saying or thinking or wearing. It's knowing that you can make decisions and choose your actions based on what you truly want and what is most comfortable and beneficial to you rather than just following along with everyone else or seeking other people's opinion before your own. Independence is being your own person. And being your own person is so important because then you can go bring that to other groups that you're in. You can bring that to different people that you meet and talk to or interact with. Like, if you are not secure and solid with yourself, how are you supposed to be a functioning member of a group, a beneficial member of a group? And that's not to say at times you're going to kind of have, you don't always have to be your number one person. There are times where you're going to, you know, lapse and need a little bit of extra support from the people around you. But for the most part, you should be independent and you should be leaning on yourself first and foremost and trusting yourself. This all goes back to our recipe for confidence. You know, you need to trust yourself and be comfortable with yourself to make so many other things happen and to work properly within your life. These systems that are in place in your life only work if you're comfortable and confident within yourself and if you're independent enough to act with your own interest in mind. So number two is that confidence piece. It's about not always seeking other people's opinions or approval or even their time. It's about understanding that your time is valuable, that your approval is the most important, that your opinions are valid, especially in a group of other people that may vary in opinion. So that's number two is, you know, the ties to confidence. So we have independence is not equal to loneliness. So we have, and I know I've touched on this, but I think a massive, massive part about independence is being able to have your own strong relationship. So I don't think you can have truly strong and healthy and like beneficial relationships with people if you're not independent. And I know it's easier when you're younger to kind of not realize this because, I mean, when you're in school, and I mean high school, college, whatever, you're still consistently in a group of people that kind of acts around groupthink. You know, it's so easy to fall into those thought patterns and to have a hard time maybe defying the groupthink or defying group norms if you're uncomfortable with them. So you may not even be conscious enough to be aware of this if you're in high school or maybe even into college, depending on, you know, what kind of school you go to or what circles you're around. But I do think it's really, really important to understand that when you're, that you should be independent in a relationship. You should be, say it's two friends, like you should be two individual people that work really well together and that value each other's time and that enjoy each other's presence and get along really well. You know, it's not about friendship is not about codependency. I think a lot of people, it's like, oh my God, my best friend, I spent every waking moment with them and they are my only friend and yada, yada, yada. Like you are the exact same person. Relationships, like there are so many friendships that are like that and have lasted years and years and years, which is awesome. Like that's, go off. Like if that is your relationship and that is your experience, that's so sick. Good for you if that is healthy. It's not always healthy. And I think when you have a bunch of different relationships with everyone, which everyone does, and I use the term relationship very broadly. So you have a relationship with your friends, you have a relationship with your family, you have a relationship with your coworkers, you have a relationship with mutual friends. Like you have every person you have contact with, that is a potential relationship and it's a unique relationship. So when you're your own person and understand yourself and your interests and are confident enough to be independent, that's when your relationships are going to get stronger. That's when they benefit, when your relationships benefit from this idea of being independent, because then you're able to really, really understand and be conscious of, hey, this is another person that I respect and value and think is funny. Like you can understand them better and you can enjoy your time better. And you can also better respect the unique things that they bring to you. You know, maybe they want to share their hobbies or their interests or their experiences. And also you can have a more enjoyable time bringing your own stuff, like bringing your own shit to a relationship, meaning talking, you can talk about your problems. Maybe you bring your own hobby. Maybe you like share about your work. A lot of my friends, I do we all do extremely, extremely different things. And I don't know jack shit about the like medical device or 3D printing at work, but I will so happily sit there and like look at it. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at, but I think it's really cool that you're able to do this and that you can explain what you're doing to me and that you're so excited to explain what you're doing to me, even though it's using all these big words that I don't know. And I don't know the medical process of I use the terms. This is a terrible moment for the independence episode, but as a twin, I am like hardwired to use the word R. Anyway, our friends just did a big like project and pitch on this, and I'm going to botch this because again, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but it was like, it had something to do with glucose and like delivering glucose to the bloodstream more effectively than something. But it was this really cool device and they had so much research on it. And I went to their pitch and presentation. And I was like, wait, I'm so proud of you guys. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. And honestly, those words just went right through my head because I don't even know where to begin on like how the body works with this particular thing. But you guys know so much about this and I have the utmost respect for you. And I'm so excited to be like here listening to this. And that's because they have their own independent experiences and their own independent interests that they're exploring outside of like our relationship. And as a friend group, when we're all together, there is nothing but jokes. No one is serious. Like, it is absurd. And we all have so, so much fun. And there are so many things that we share as a friend group, you know, so many hobbies and activities that we're interested in. But because we're all independent people and confident and secure people that have our own experiences with this friend group being just one significant part of it, we're able to share those other parts with each other and really, really enjoy that. So I think that's a really important piece of, you know, the idea of being independent within a group and how being independent actually strengthens you being a part of a group. I also think having friends outside of your main friend group is really important. I always describe this feeling of like, it makes me feel like myself. It makes me feel like an actual person. Like, it makes it's like human experience. It's like raw human experience. Having acquaintances that you know, maybe only see once in a while in this like one at the grocery store or only at work or like on your, there are people that I like on my walk commute to work, I'm like, I pass this person frequently. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? There are so many simple little things that like bring me back down to earth, like having one-off individual friends that like, this is only my friend out of my main group of friends that I spend most of my time with. I have other friends and like they have other friends that I don't know their other friends, but I know that they know their friends very well. And that I think it's cool that they have different personalities that they're attracted to and can share experiences with. So I like having friends outside of my main group of friends. One, because it's like unbiased ears. Sometimes you need to like hear stories that maybe you haven't heard before about people that are in their lives and not your own. And it's just kind of refreshing to get different perspectives and, you know, have different people around you, obviously. Also, work friends, I think that's kind of an interesting concept. And that's just a completely different world. So obviously being independent there is important. But I think this strengthens, at least for me, it strengthens my experience of being independent to have multiple different people that I can connect with and, you know, can bring my own experiences and interests to. I think that's a key part of what I keep coming back to, is that independence within a group or in relation to other people is super important. So you strengthen your independence so that you can present better to other people and can share experiences better with other people and, you know, be able to bring your expertise or experiences to someone for their betterment or for just their enjoyment. And you can learn from other people. So you can really the more you understand yourself, the more you can understand other people. And I think this concept has been talked about and is kind of like widely understood, as people can only understand you or can only experience the depth or can only experience your complexity or depth to the extent that they have experienced it within themselves. So that may have been said poorly, but if someone has a really, really low emotional intelligence and maybe hasn't had or processed similar experiences to you, then it's going to be really hard for them to understand the complexity of something that you're going through or something that you're experiencing, because they physically haven't experienced that depth of emotions and haven't understood that before. So in my opinion, independence is really, really valuable for this, because when you gain independence, I think you also gain clarity and understanding of yourself, which, if we're talking about this idea of independence strengthening your relationships and strengthening your connection with other people, that is essential. You need to understand yourself and really, really understand your experiences and actually be able to process them in order to connect with other people on a deeper level. And then the final aspect of having strong relationships with being independent is the relationship with yourself, which arguably is the most important one, because this feeds into everything else. And it's kind of the starting point of independence is your relationship with yourself. And part of that is, like we've talked about, is that, you know, solo dates and being able to spend time with yourself comfortably, which is huge. And I think you don't realize how difficult that is for people and how little time people actually spend with themselves. Most people listening are probably better at this than the average person, just because I'm assuming you're on the same side of social media or in kind of the same lifestyle, if you will, that is comfortable and interested in spending time with themselves or doing, you know, smaller activities throughout the day of doing work in a coffee shop by yourself, or going for a walk by yourself, or going to the gym by yourself, or just spending a night in every once in a while by yourself. Like, that is all time spent with yourself, and it's all helping to strengthen this idea of independence and this comfort of spending time with yourself. And no matter how experienced you are with it, you continuously need to put effort in. That is huge. People don't just reach a level of independence and never go back or never change their habits, you know? It's like anything that takes work, it continuously takes work. So you could be a marathon runner, super fit. If you stop running for a long period of time, you're not going to then be able to just go out and bust out a marathon as well as you had when you were training. That is such a well-understood concept. But applying that same theory to things like independence are revisit a state of consciousness surrounding yourself. People who are independent consistently revisit that. And no one is the same level of independence all the time. You know, you may have phases where you're more independent, a little less independent. You realize, you shoot back up, things change in your life. Like, that is fluid, much like everything in your life. But there is this idea of being in a certain range of independence. This doesn't mean you're shooting up to I'm hyper independent and then I'm super dependent and then I'm hyper independent again and then I'm super dependent on someone or something. That is not it. It's about maintaining a range of like healthy independence. Obviously that's going to change. Your life requires different things at different times. We know this. We love this concept here on the show, but regardless, you always kind of have to be semi-intentional about it. And the longer you are in this state of being independent and being comfortable with your independence, the easier it's going to get, the more second nature it's going to get. Like, that is, again, the same thing with all of it. You build a habit. Independence is nothing short of a habit when it gets to this point. I also think having something of your own, so we've talked about having friends of your own, maybe outside of your main friend group, that to me is like major. I love my friends. I love spending time with my friends. I also like having individual friends that make me feel, it reminds me that I am my own person, and it reminds me that I am free to make decisions and have personality traits that, you know, are my own. And that's not to say that having a core group of friends doesn't support that. It's just to say that, you know, you spend a lot of time with someone or some people, you get super comfortable with them and you all kind of feed into each other. I really, 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 really like the concept of having your own interests or hobbies, something that you can do alone, because spending time alone is massive, or something that you can connect with other people about. I don't know. I think this is huge. Again, this idea of like feeling more human. I think hobbies and interests to me are core human experience. Like that is touching grass. Like that is the same effect to me. It's so calming and like brings me back into consciousness, having these just like real moments. And I think the idea of unique interests or hobbies for me is that they're going to be things that I'm still learning about. So I think everyone should be bad at their hobbies. Everyone should have a hobby that they are bad at or that they're actively learning about. That is the fun of it, right? Obviously, you want to be good at things. But I think having a learning curve is really important because you're able to accept that you don't know things. I think that is huge for independence too. Side note, independence is not I have everything all figured out. It's like, okay, I'm doing it. Like I trust myself. I'm with myself. I know that I can learn what I need to learn, do what I need to do, enjoy my time, whether I'm by myself, whether I'm with people I'm really comfortable with, or whether I'm with people I'm not as comfortable. Independence is like a foundational value that helps you be better at literally everything, genuinely everything. And I'm talking healthy levels of independence. I'm not talking about hyper independence, people just ignoring all of their interests, hobbies, everything, and friends. I'm talking independence in a healthy way that really, really enables you to do better and be better and enjoy whatever you're experiencing. So having your own interests and hobbies, I think, is huge. And again, this doesn't mean that no one else that you know or spend time with can have these same hobbies. They absolutely can. But this is something, so say, and I don't play the guitar, but say I played the guitar and in my friend group of, say, six people, someone else played the guitar. I can't then go like, shit, I have to stop playing the guitar. No, that just means I'm going to like practice on my own. I'm going to learn things on my own. And then I'm going to talk to my friend about it. And maybe I'll play with them sometimes. And I will learn from them if they're better than me. Or I can help teach them if they are still learning and need, like, have more to learn than me. Like, that is the point of it. It's having something that you really, really value. And you value it out of a place. Like, that is your own choosing to value it. It's not someone telling you to value it. It is your own choosing. And I think a lot of these things are things that make you feel more like yourself. So having other friends, having other hobbies, those all, to me, make me feel more like myself. And I can assume that other people experience the same things. It makes them feel more like themselves. It's grounding too. I also think back on the idea of being friends with other people, I think being friends with independent people. So with the hobbies, if I were to be friends with someone, I'll use my own example. All of my friends ski and are really, really good skiers. In the past couple years, I have stopped skiing and only been snowboarding. Arguably, it's harder for me, having grown up skiing, to keep up with my friends skiing while on a snowboard. They can go faster. They can go on harder terrain than me. They can go down moguls, and it's hard for me to go around moguls. But when I'm on the mountain with them, I'm forced to keep up with them and forced to go on maybe harder terrain than I would have taken myself on alone. And I have gotten so, so much better because I'm now keeping up with them and can do whatever they want to go on. And my friends, when we are skiing or snowboarding, there is not much that is off limits. So that has been huge for me at not only getting better at snowboarding, but also enjoying it so much more and really, really challenging myself with it. Point of the story is surrounding yourself with people that are going to, you know, challenge you and help you improve is massive. Surrounding yourself with people who are also independent is going to help your independence. The best way to get better at something is to Do it with someone who is better than you. This is talked about with literally everything. I think especially sports, though, and things that are really obvious, you know, personal challenges. When you run with someone that's a little faster than you, you're going to run a little bit faster. If you're playing guitar with someone who's better than you, you're probably going to, you know, try to play things that are a little bit more challenging to you, something that you aren't used to or might be nervous to practice all on your own. The same thing goes with who you surround yourself by. If you are surrounding yourself by people who are really, really codependent, it's going to be really hard and uncomfortable to work on your independence within a group of people that are codependent on each other. So I think this goes back to the healthy relationships, the idea of mutual respect coming from, you know, if everyone is independent, that is where respect is bred. They understand that everyone is their own person. And for that reason, they can respect when you're experiencing challenges. They can respect when you're telling stories. They can respect you as a person because they understand that they are their own person, that you are your own person, and can respect that idea of you being your own being and of you being your own independent person. I also think you get way, way more interesting when you are independent. And this is because you gain your own personalities. You can leverage things that you've learned from different people. You can more comfortably bring those experiences, those independent experiences, to other people and share that with other people. Listen, I was with my cousin's daughter is like 13, and she was talking about how people at school are not nice to her. And like, she skipped a grade, so there's a whole thing. But one, people are rude as fuck. Like, people are not nice. But I was talking to her because they are just like picking on stupid things, which is so classic of that age. And it feels like the worst thing in the world. I understand that. But I said that I have never met a cool and confident person that was not nice. You may look at someone and say, oh, that person's really cool, but they're mean. I promise you, they're insecure. Or you may meet a person that is so basic and not nice. Insecure. Not comfortable being their own person and like making small little changes to maybe things that are mainstream for them to feel more comfortable and for them to explore their personality more. I think personalities are huge. I have a very distinct personality. I've done an episode on this. Like, I'm the more confident and comfortable I get with myself, the more I lean into my personality. All of my friends have extremely distinct and interesting and cool personalities. Like, they are all, everyone is, we all work together so well. Everyone gets along so well. Everyone has their own personality that is so distinct and different from the others, that I just think is so, so cool to understand that there are so many different renditions of people. And we're all very similar because we get along. But there are so many people that we wouldn't get along with because we are different people, and they all have their own personalities. Like, there are infinite possibilities of people's personalities just based on their experiences and how comfortable they are with themselves. I think that being independent gives you an edge. Being independent makes you the cool person that we were talking about earlier. Like, it just, they go together. I've never seen like a cool, interesting person that I've wanted to be friends with that was debilitatingly dependent on somebody else. That is all I will say. This doesn't mean that you can't do anything with anyone else or you can't be part of a group. I've said this a million times this episode and I will continue to say it. You should still have people that you have close relationships with. Keep people that you value, people that you can share things with and like share yourself with. I think that is the biggest part of confidence and independence, is that then you get to share that with other people. You can do all the work on your own, but it's never going to exist unless you don't if you don't put it into practice with other people. You work on yourself and become comfortable with yourself. What, to sit in your room? No, it doesn't actually exist and really, really manifest until you then put it into the world and share it with other people in different experiences. It doesn't mean have this doesn't have to mean you like your best friends. It could be at work. You know, being independent and comfortable with yourself at work, being your own person rather than looking around to see, you know, what other people are doing, what other people are thinking about the project you're working on or the people in the office or even just waiting for someone else to tell you what to do. Like, being independent means not letting other people dictate your decisions and actions. It means you can work with other people on that, but it all has to come from a place of, I know who I am and I am making these decisions and I am doing these actions. Independence is literally just being yourself and being and like creating value within yourself. There are so many layers to independence and so many things that, you know, go into building up your independence. But I will say that this is something that everyone is conscious of or is gaining conscious of. And it's something that everyone works on. So we're going to look around and we're going to think people are, you know, automatically independent or inherently confident. That could be the case for to a tiny, tiny extent. People are born with different levels, different personalities. But no one is born completely and utterly independent in a perfect way. No one is ever perfectly independent all the time. Like, this is a constant thing to work on, whether you are an independent person or, you know, you're just gaining true independence for the first time and working on that. We're all in the same boat no matter what. So whatever side you're coming to this episode from, everyone that is listening right now has experienced the same things and, you know, is working on the same things with this idea of independence. So I hope that this was beneficial for you, or at least an interesting listen. The main points, if you take nothing away from this, know that independence is not loneliness. That independence means being comfortable in yourself and being your own person enough to bring that to other experiences. And that being independent means not letting other people dictate your decisions and actions. Thank you so much for listening, not only to my solo episode, but also to our show. We post episodes every Monday. So if you are a longtime Girls with Goals listener, my Instagram and TikTok is at @AnnCatherineKaneen. My twin sister, Caroline, is at @CarolineKaneen on every platform. And the show is at Girls with Goals Pod on every platform. So you can always find us there. Feel free to write in. You can leave a comment if you're listening on Spotify, or you can DM us anytime. All the links will be in the show notes below. So you can just click on over, check anything out, talk to us, whatever you want. And we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.